under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, June 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things I keep talking about is the budget, and I talked about the minimum wage is not going to be on the ballot. The legislature needs to do it. While the trade-off with the Democrats that are supporting increasing the minimum wage, well, they have a problem with the upcoming budget that expires, our current one expires on September 30th at midnight. Come October 1st, 1201, if they don't have a budget, the state government will shut down. Coming out of Mackinac Island from last week's conference, not diverting any payments away from the Michigan Public Schools Retirement Fund, known as MIPSRS, not increasing the state's trash tax, and tax relief for all residents are among the Republican Senate Majority Leader Eric Nesbitt's highest priorities heading into the budget final making this season. Nesbitt told MERS News Service, I'd say those are the top three things. But I think my number one thing is stopping the raiding of the teachers' pension fund. It's wrongheaded that the progress that we made under Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican-controlled House and Senate legislature, the progress that we made over the last 15 years, the governor, Whitmer, is pushing back. To go back on that commitment we made to fixing the problem, and I think that's wrong. Nesbitt said that if elected officials are serious about paying down the long-term liabilities, they should do that, leaving the state in a little better condition for our children and our grandchildren going forward. One of the Mackinac Policy Conference events was a panel with Nesbitt, the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, House Speaker Joe Tate, and House Minority Leader Matt Hall. When asked if the Senate Republicans would provide the developing fiscal year 2025 budget, pass it with immediate effect, Nesbitt's answer, are you going to steal money from the teachers' pension fund? That was his answer. Earlier this month, the Senate approved its proposed school aid funding budget, Senate Bill 751. However, it passed with a 2018 party line vote. In it, called for the redirecting of $631.7 million in anticipated debt payments away from the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, known as MPSRS. Spending the money on other forms of education spending, the idea was first proposed by the governor early this year when she said it in her State of the State address. Well, this is going to influence the health care benefits, the non-pension liability that was caused back as of September 30th of 2023. Other payments are going to change as well. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Short break and word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this budget story, what appears right now, six state Republican senators are not willing to vote for immediate effect on the budget. Well, if that happens, the state government will shut down midnight on September 30th. Why? Because they're on a fiscal calendar that runs October 1st to September 30th of each year. Immediate effect means the budget is passed and will go into effect at the stroke of midnight on October 1st. Well, they've got a July 1st deadline. They've got to get the budget passed by July 1st. Today's June 3rd. They're only in session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays for the next 3 weeks. Guess what? They don't get it done by July 1st. They're violating our state constitution. So this is a major, major, major issue. I don't think the Republicans are going to budge on this one. They've got the power to shut it down. And it will be the governor's rating, $631.7 million away from the liabilities owed to the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. This looks like the governor is taking money from the retired teachers, public school teachers system. Those are supposed to be her friends. They support her campaign. They support her reelection. Well, now that she's no longer facing a reelection here in Michigan, she's politically dead, done running for office in the state of Michigan. As soon as we get past her governorship, January 1st, 2027, we have a new governor. Whitmer is done in politics, unless she's going to run for Congress or U.S. Senate or maybe president. That's the only highest new office she could run for. Well, there's a few other problems. How do you fund the schools? According to Majority Leader Brinks, you're going to see that we definitely will see a strong investment in K-12 education, especially focusing on the Opportunity Index to make sure we're getting resources to the schools so the students can be successful. Well, the other part of the bill that is not going anywhere is Governor Gretchen Whitmer's trash tax. She proposed raising landfill tipping fees from 36 cents per ton to $5 per ton. Well, even her own budget recommendations from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy not supporting the idea. The House dropped it from their past budget, stating concerns over time constraints, stakeholder impacts. However, the Senate is open to continuing the conversation. Well, here's the problem. Even the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce is opposed to the increase. They claim that the new increased fees in trash tax could result in $6,013 annual costs, additional costs to a large hospital. For industrial users, the higher trash tax could result in $454,720 in additional increased fees. Small retail stores, their costs could go to $13,203 per year. And then when you factor in Michigan households, what we pay for our trash pickup, the chamber projected it would be together a total annual cost increase of $18.56 million to people working and living in Michigan. The proposed increase by the governor represents a 1,289% increase. Yeah, that's not going to happen. She did it because she claims that Michigan is a target for other states to bring their trash here because our fees are so cheap. Even factoring in transportation, it's still cheaper to bring your trash to Michigan. Now, one other last thing that Nesbitt is fighting for is taxpayer relief. Automatic income tax rollback in Michigan took place last year, 2023. We went from 4.25% to 4.05%. Well, guess what? The governor and the attorney general fought it in court. And they found a liberal judge to agree with them. And it's going back to 4.25% for this year. Nesbitt described the higher income tax as something Democrats have done to stop investment and growth in Michigan's economy. If they're serious about growing the economy, we got to get back to the basics of actually having Michigan as a state that has right-to-work laws, lower costs for government, education system that's improving instead of one that's continuing to fail. And we have to have an investment in infrastructure that's sustainable. It's just unfortunate that the Democrats floundered a record surplus, $9 billion, and continue to do stuff that takes us backwards, said Nesbitt. You see, folks, these talking points that Nesbitt is putting out there is exactly what has to be conveyed to the voters who are going to be voting in November. Why? Because the House, the State House of Representatives in Lansing, is up for grabs. Right now it's 56-54. Democrats only have a 2-seat majority. Well, we're going to talk to Neil Friske in the next segment about the races that are in play that could possibly flip the House from Democrat control to Republican control. And I'm predicting the number's going to be 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. If that happens, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is stopped with the right Speaker of the House, Majority Leader in the Republican caucus. If we get the right one, not Matt Hall, but somebody that will stand up to this governor, they could literally stop her agenda for the last 2 years of her governorship. That's how important this election is. If we don't get the right Republicans elected to form the new caucus, the new majority, and they end up anointing Matt Hall with the speakership, nothing's going to change. Why? Because Matt Hall does not have the guts to stand up to Whitmer. That's number one. Number two, the guy does not have fiscal conservatism in his body in any way, shape, or form. He is not a fiscal conservative. He's a tax and spend, big-time liberal who is bought and paid for by lobbyists and special interest groups in Lansing. So it's not only important that we get the majority back, but we get the right speaker for the new Republican majority. And that takes electing the right state representatives to go and vote for the next speaker. I'm sorry, but people like Ken Borden, Cam Cavett, Parker Fairburn, they are not going to elect the right speaker. Cam Cavett and Ken Borden have already publicly said that they support Matt Hall to be the next speaker, if and when the Republicans get the majority back. Parker Fairburn, I can guarantee, would be supporting Matt Hall. Why? Because he's going to get money from Matt Hall. You have to understand what's at stake here, folks. It's all about the leadership. It's all about who's going to be the next Speaker of the House. Not just who wins the August 6th primary and goes on to win in November. If we don't get the right candidates elected, nothing's going to change heading into the last 2 years of Whitmer's governorship. This is critical. This is important. This is why you need to know this information and then share it with everybody you know. So we'll be talking about that with Neil Friske in the next segment. And with regards to the Senate, well, luckily, they're not on the ballot this year. Senate terms are every 4 years. The House is every two. Senators won't be on the ballot until 2026. And guess who else is going to be on the ballot in 2026? Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, Democrat, communist, socialist, backed by George Soros, will be running for governor. If the Democrats don't put up a good candidate, Benson could potentially be our governor-elect. And then God help the state of Michigan. It's kind of like Whitmer began the process of turning us into California, kind of like Barack Hussein Obama, who started it in Washington. Well, Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish it in January 2017, but something happened. The machines failed, the algorithms didn't produce enough ballots, and Donald Trump won. Well, now they tried to put Barack Hussein Obama's puppet in for the last 3.5 years with Biden. And how successful has he been in winning the popular opinion in these polls? Do you know his approval rate is down to 38.9%? This guy is upside down hugely, and the Democrats know it. They are deathly afraid of what's happening in this November election. And I predict we may not have a debate on June 27th. They're going to try to actually put Donald Trump in jail, even though he's filed an appeal. And Biden, I don't believe, will be the candidate from the DNC's nominating convention. I believe they're going to replace him at their convention. Something will happen between now and then, something most likely to do with his health. And it's going to cause him to withdraw his nomination and allow them to fight it out at a floor convention. Question, will it be Governor Gretchen Whitmer or will it be Governor Gavin Newsom from California? Or will they agree to team up? Newsom president, Whitmer vice president. Because if she loses the House, Whitmer and her agenda is done as governor. That's why she's written a book, folks. The book is coming out this month. Every presidential candidate who runs for office writes a book before they run. And it's coming. Just remember I said it on this show. Bottom of the Hour News for hour number 3. We'll be right back.